Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed. The one today's daf is Zeichu Nishmas Chaim Yisrael ben Moshe Yosef. Shalom should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing the apparent the machlokas between Rav Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh as to they argue on the Mishnah as to whether our Mishnah seems to indicate you don't need to have Lo Siyah Le'isha in order to pay for the Knas, where Shimon HaTimni says Lo Siyah Le'isha means you have to have an Isha, the Yishbo Havaya, the Kedushin has to be Chal, at least, right? And Shimon ben Manasseh says it excludes somebody, Isha Harui L'Kaima. Even if you do Kedusha is Chal, but if you can't stay married, then it comes to exclude. So going back and forth now in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he says that all for that Kedusha are not Tofes by Lavin, so what's the difference between them? The difference between them is a Kohen Gadol. And then we went back, wait a second, that's fine, that's good according to Rav Simai. But Rabbi Shevav, right, got upset, and he said, he solution screen on Akiva ben Yosef, who was Marbe Mamzein B'Yisrael. See, he seems to indicate that Rabbi Akiva holds it even by the Isser, by the Lav of Manel Kohen Gadol, you would also, the Kedusha would not be Chal. So he said, Ika Benayu, Chayva Yasei. That's a Chayva Yasei. That in a Chayva Yasei, like marrying a Mitzvah Adomi, there Rabbi Akiva would agree that Kedusha is Chal, and then there would be a distinction between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh. So the Gemara then says, well, Hanichal Rabbi Shevav, Ilafuke Mitaimid Rav Simoi Ka'asi Shapir. At the time, the Nashik Amar Kosh Ein Lo Biyu Bistrol of Lan Mamzer Afilu Chayve Yasei My Benayu. So the question is, what is Rabbi Shevav saying? Rabbi Shevav comes and says that let's get upset at Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef because he says Kosh Ein Lo Biyu Bistrol of Lan Mamzer. So what is he? Is he just arguing on the specific case of Rabbi Simai and saying that by a model of Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Akiva would still say the Kedushin is Chal. Therefore, but by Chayve Yasei, he would agree that the Kedushin is Chal, or Eli E. Time in the Nashik Amar, maybe saying no. Rabbi Akiva holds that even by all Yisrael say also you have Kedushin or Natosin, and therefore if Kedushin or Natosin by Akiva say, then Kedushin or Natosin by Adomi and Mitzri and Adomi, and therefore again we have no case for Rabbi Akiva to fit in of where there would be a difference between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Right, he says, Hanichla Rabbi Yeshevav, Rashi says, E Rabbi Yeshevav, High Kol, the statement that he says, High Kol She'en Lo Heter Bir, the Ka'amra Alibud of Akiva, Lav Klal Kail, it's not a Klal he's coming to say, El Lafukim Rabbi Simai Yilchudeya say, he's just coming to argue on Rabbi Simai's statement regarding the Isra say of Adomi, and he's just arguing about Chayav Elavim, that even Amana Kohen Gadol, which is a lav, Chayav Elavim Kahuna, lo hosif, but he's not adding on any Chayuv Yasei to say that Rabbi Akiva would say that Kedushin is not Chal, then Shapir, then Matsino Lememar, we could find the case of Ika Benayo, the Shimon HaTimni, Shimon Manasseh, Chayav Yasei. Don't say the difference between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon Manasseh is a Chayav Yasei, like a Mitzri Adomi, and because Rabbi Akiva in that case would agree that Kedushin is Chal. So according to one man d'amar, Kedushin is Chal, and therefore there is no Knas. According to one man d'amar, even though Kedushin is Chal, but since it's an Isra to be with the person, there would not be a Knas. Ella, Rashi continues, Elav Rav Simai Kai. If he's not going specifically on Rav Simai, but time of the Nashik Amar Bishim Rabbi Akiva, but he's making a new statement in his understanding of Rabbi Akiva that Shekol She'ein Lo Heter Bia, if you're not permitted to have beer with the individual, the Isha Zoh of Lad Mamzer, and you're not permitted to have beer with this woman, even an Isser say you're not permitted to have beer, it's still an Isser, it's just a level of Isser, but it's still Isser, then my Ikal Meimar. Then what's going to be the machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh according to Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva would say that in all cases, it's Kedushin Zachal. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, no, that Ike Benayu Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. And right away you have a problem. What do you mean Be'ula? Knas only applies if it's a Be'ula. So you got to work out what the case is of Be'ula. But the case would be a Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol, which Rashi says, She'ein Bo Lav De Almanus V'Gerishin El Asei De Be'ula Yikach Lo Be'ula. So there's a case over there. There's an Isra say for a Kohen Gadol to be with the Be'ula. So the Gemara asks, okay, umayshna, why is this different? We just said that Rabbi Akiva holds by Adomi and Mitzri, which is Isra Asei, that Kedushin is not Chal. Why by the Isra Asei of Ba'ul and Kohen Gadol would the Kedushin be Chal? And then you have a distinction between Shimon Asya and Shimon Atimri. He says, the Havilei Asei She'enu Shavu B'kol. It's a much weaker Asei, because it only applies to one individual. It only applies to a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if it only applies to Kohen Gadol, it's a lower level Isra Asei than Mitzri and Adomi, which applies to all Ganze Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's a lower level, and therefore the Kedusha would be Chal. Question is though, what, Ba'ula? What's going on here? How do you ever have a Kenas by Ba'ula Kohen Gadol? She's a Ba'ula. The Kenas only applies to an Ara Basula. So Rashi says, let's read the Rashi. Ba'ula Kohen Gadol. He says she ain't bo lav da almanas v'gerishin ella asay de basula yikach v'lo ba'ula. He has to marry a basula, not a ba'ula. The im tomar yesh kan lav de zona. You also have a lav of a zona. She already got met. She already had bia. Lo ashkan tanda amar panoy. He says the only one who says that a panoy habala panuya, if she had bia, if she was not married, she had bia with another not married individual, that would make her in a zona. That only goes according to one shita. He says, last line of Rashi, Uba'ula Shaloka Darka Ayri. We're dealing with a case where she was a Ba'ula Shaloka Darka. Therefore, the high Kedarka Suleka Knas. Because if she had Bia Kedarka, there wouldn't be a Knas. But what Rashi's saying is that the reason why this is a Ba'ula Kohen Gadol is that she had Bia Shaloka Darka. So Bia Shaloka Darka is not enough of a Bia to consider you a Ba'ula Gabe Knas. But it is enough of a bia to you to be considered a ba'ula to be us for have the isra say of a kohen gadol. So different. So the halacha of basula is different for two different types of for two halachas. Legabe the chi of a paying knas. Well, you would still have to pay knas because it was only bia lo kedarka. Legabe the isra say of being with a kohen gadol, she's considered a ba'ula. So Tosos takes issue with this. And Tosos says, he says, Ike benai ba'ula kohen gadol. He says, Perish pekuntrush ba'ula shlo kedarka. He says that, then he says, Akasha, de pluk to the Rav Meir Rabbi Elazar, he be perikabal yivimto. That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, if a ba'ula shlo kedarka is kasher le kohen gadol. So the Vahavili le Meimar, so Gemara should have said, Ula Rav Meir de amral kasher le kohen gadol ma'ik le Meimar. We kept saying, well, according to this shita, what's going to be the different distinction between Rabbi Kiva? Because it was a machlokas. So to hear, according to the, right, Tosfos says, V'havli the Meimor, Rav Meir, D'amar K'shei L'Kohen Gadol, Ma'ik L'Meimor, because I'm Rabbi Kiva, D'amar. That is, we said, Rabbi Kiva, Ma'ik L'Meimor, we said before. We came up with cases, and we said, Rabbi Kiva, what are you going to say? So to over here, you should, if the case is Bia Shlo Kedarka, the Gemara should have said, Rav Meir, Ma'ik L'Meimor, because Rav Meir holds that this woman is K'shei L'Kohen Gadol. So therefore, what's the problem? So the Gemara should, in other words, the Gemara is making it as a blanket statement, but really it's a machlokas. And previously, when there was a machlokas by Rabbi Kiva, we went through this whole shak of attire to figure it out according to Rabbi Kiva. But we're not going through the whole shak of attire to figure it out according to Rabbi Meir. So Tosos has a different sheet than he quotes Rabbi Chananel a little further down. He says, "Perish the hachal o'mayri b'ula me'acher ela b'kohen gadol sh'anus b'sula gemura." We're talking about the b'ula kohen gadol is when the kohen gadol is the rapist. He rapes the basula. So he's the one, he's the guilty party, right? V'lo chashiva v'ula kaima. So he has...
What's the problem with that?
Because...
He's the guy.
Correct. He's the guy, and therefore it's no longer... But since he's the guy, he still can't... It's no longer v'ula kaima.
Yeah, because he made her into...
Because he made her into the basula.
That's it.
So
that's...
Yeah, but he made it to the basula. Okay, so you're talking about Rashi. You have to explain what the... There's more to discuss about that. The Tosos just doesn't like Rashi Shita because he doesn't think it fits in the text. Rashi is probably not like Tosos Shita because he doesn't like the idea that if he's the one who does the Bia.
Okay. No good.
Right. Okay. So finished with that Shakwatari. We should have finished that yesterday. That's my bad. So Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to bring another din that Rav Shimon Timni and Rav Shimon Benassio agree with. Amar of Chizda Hakol, meaning Shimon Timni and Shimon Menasio, Modim Biva Al Hanida Shemeshalim Knas. They'll all agree to our Mishnah that says if the Ones, the Rafata, is by a woman who's a Nida, that you still pay the Knas. Why? Lamanda Amar, according to Shimon Timni, who says the Knas is only paid Sheyesh Bahavaya, if you can have Kedushin Chal, well, Ha Nami Yesh Bahavaya, but Kedushin can be Chal on a woman who's a Nida. Now, the whole machlokas of whether you have a chuppas nida, that's by nisuin. But no one says that there's a problem of kiddushin. The Ritva points it out. No one says there's a problem of kiddushin with a nida. It's chal, and l'manda amar yesh b'havaya, hanami yesh b'havaya. U'manda amar ru'i l'kaima, hanami ru'i l'kaima. Nida also you can keep married. You don't have to. You could stay with the nida. Just because a woman goes to nida, you don't divorce her.
Let's go back a second.
Yeah.
If the Kohen Gadol rapes her,
yeah,
according to Midoraisa, he has to stay with her.
No, he can't.
No. The Pasuk in the Torah says the rapist stays with her unless
she doesn't want.
Unless she doesn't want.
Right.
That's what she wants. How does he get out of that?
But that's the whole thing of Lo Siel Isha. That it has to be so. According to Shimon HaTimni, it has to be Roy. According to our Mishnah, yeah, he pays the Knas. According to Shimon HaTimni, or Shimon Menasseh,
she wants to stay married.
I was talking about the Knas. She can't get married here. It's Nisr. You don't have the first start. Lo Siel Isha, you can't have it. You can't have it.
Kedushin's not chal.
Right. Nothing's chal. Okay. So Amr Chizda Komo Deval Lidish Mashal and Knas Lamanda Amr Yishba Havaya Hanami Yishba Havaya Lamanda Amr Ula Kaima Hanami Ula Kaima. So now the Gemara says is going to bring another Shita which argues on our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, Ulafuke, our Mishnah said, the last part of our Mishnah, remember we have three parts in the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah said that Haba'al Chayavi Krisos, like in Achoso and all those other cases, that you're Chayav Knas, even though you're Chayav Misa, because it's Karis. So our Mishnah held that there's no din of Kim Leib Rabbi Minei when it comes to Karis. Only comes to Misa's Beis Din. So, Lulafuke, that comes to exclude, and we mentioned this yesterday, Nechunya ben Hakana, comes to exclude the Shita, the famous Shita of Nechunya ben Hakana, who says not only is Misa's Beis Din pater you from Tashlum and Midin Kim Leib Rabbi Minei, so too Chiv Karis. Maybe Misa de Shemayim also. But so too, Chiv Karis parters you from the Tashlumim because of the din of Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei, because you're going to get punished by Hashem to figure out what's the machlokas. Could be that there's a Chakira regarding the tour of Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei. Why do you not have to pay? So do you say that the payment penalty is subsumed within the death penalty? And therefore, you don't pay it. So there is no payment penalty. It's a lesser included offense, and it's
going to harbor.
And it's why? What happens? What happens to the monetary penalty? Is the monetary penalty not there because it's gobbled up by the misa penalty? Or do we just say, yeah, the monetary penalty is there? Just the pasuk says kedei rishaso, and the basin only has the authority to provide you one penalty, and they only give you that the authority, so they're going to penalize you with the higher claim. With the higher claim. So nafkamina of that could be, well, what if, you know, somebody rips my shirt on Shabbos, or, you know, and so therefore he's chayav Misa's Beis Din, and he's chayav to pay me. What if I go ahead and like toface and I grab from him? And I take the money. So if you say that no, it's already subsumed in the death penalty, there is no chiyuv tashlumin. But if you say no, it's there, it just can't be you can't exercise that penalty, well then if I grab it, then I can take it. So maybe that applies also here. But Nechunya ben Hakana might say, because it would say the other way, that it only has to do with Beis Din. Beis Din can't enforce two penalties. Well, if Beis Din can't enforce two,
Yes, right.
If Beis Din can't enforce two penalties,
it doesn't mean someone else.
No, according to Nechunya ben Hakana, Kim Leib Rabbi means the monetary penalty is gone. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. So that they can't enforce. It doesn't exist. Once there's death, the monetary penalty is subsumed in the death. So it doesn't make a difference whether even Karis. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Misa's based in the Karis or not. Once your Chai is Misa, that's when the Chonya Berakana is going to say. It has nothing to do with based in. It could be. It could be.
That's different than because your shirt is a physical item which was damaged.
Right.
Whereas the other one is just
It's a monetary obligation that I owe to somebody. Okay. So the question is, if I violate an Isser, and at the same time I violate an Isser, one part of the violation causes me to get a death penalty, and at the same token that violation causes me to get the monetary penalty, I only get the death penalty. I don't have to pay, I probably would want the other way, but I don't have to pay the monetary penalty. Okay, so the Gemara says... So the Tanya, how do we know this? Because the Tanya, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana haya oseh es Yom Kippur and Shabbos l'tashlumim. Rabbi Chunya ben Akana would say Yom Kippur, which is a chi of Karis, equals Shabbos, which is a chi of Mises based in the Gabi Tashlumim. Ma Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, if you're Mischayev ben Nafsho, potem mitashlumim, the case that they bring down is somebody lights up his friend's like straw pile on Shabbos. So he's chayav for damage, but the same token he's chayav for violating Shabbos, right? So mischayev benafsho patim etashlumin on Shabbos. So af Yom Kippurim mischayev benafsho with the owner's kares be patim etashlumin, and he'll be patur for tashlumin. So Rav Chanina ben Akana says that kimlay applies even if the misa is the kares, which goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, because therefore, if kares exempts you from monetary penalty, then the kares of having bia with your sister should prevent you from having to pay the kanas. So now the Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara is going to ask, well, where does Rav Chanina ben Akana get the shita from? My taima de Rabbi Chanina ben Akana. My time with Rav Chanina ben Akana. Amar Abaye. Abaye says he learns that from a gzira shava. She nemar ason bidei adam, v'nemar ason bidei shemayim. The word ason appears by a case of Mises Beis Din by Adam, and the word Asan appears by a Mises that's going to happen Bidei Shemayim. What's the cases? So Asan Bidei Adam is talking about a man who hits a pregnant woman and she miscarries. And the Pasuk says, the Pasuk there says, V'lo yeh Asan Anoshi Anesh. If there doesn't have an Asan, meaning if there is no miscarriage, then he has to pay the monetary penalty. Mashma, that if there is a miscarriage, he doesn't have to pay the monetary penalty. So therefore, you see, kimli deragmina, you don't have to pay the monetary penalty if there's a death penalty, right? Rashi says, asam b'yedei adam. He says, v'lo yeh asam d'mishtoi b'misas beizdin l'meimar d'heicha d'leka misas beizdin m'shalam d'mei v'lados. If there's no misas beizdin, then he has to pay the d'mei v'lados. If there is an asam, I think, which she dies. If there is an asam and he kills her, the pregnant woman, then he does not have to pay the monetary value of the fetuses, because he's getting the death penalty. And it also says Ason Bidei Shemayim. Where does it say Ason Bidei Shemayim? This is when Yaakov did not want to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim because he was afraid that he was going to die on the way. The pasuk there says, Vayomer lo yerig bini imachem, my son should not go down, ki achiv meis, his brother died, v'hu levado nishar, he's the only one left over from his mother, v'karahu ason, and ason will happen to him, baderech asher tel chuba. And therefore, ma ason, ason is worried about, you know, something unforeseen may happen. Something bidei shemayim might happen. So therefore, ma ason amor bidei adam partim tashulim, just like the ason. If an ason happens and you kill the pregnant woman, you're potter for making payment. Af ason amor bidei shemayim, so too ason bidei shemayim is potter min tashulim, would be potter min tashulim. So therefore, bidei shemayim becomes usher. And the Gemara is pointed over here, this isn't necessarily talking about karis. This is talking about any misa bidei shemayim. So according to Abaye, the Gemara is going to say later, that the Chunya ben Akana extends even beyond karis, it extends to any misa bidei shemayim. What's the difference between karis and misa bidei shemayim? That's a different sugya, but it would extend. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me that Yaakov Avinu was only worried about, the ason of Yaakov Avinu was only ason of shemayim? He's not worried about robbers or something happened along the way that's bidei adam? He says, "Maskiv lo ravada brava mi maidechi kam mizahar lu Yaakov levanei al tzinu nupachin." Now, why do you say that Yaakov is only concerned about an asom of tzinu nupachim, which is cold and heat? That's the bidei shemayim in here. The Gemara assumes here that that's something that's, you know, unforeseen. That's bidei shemayim. Dilmal arye veganve di bidei adam minhu. Maybe he's worried about lions and tigers and that's bidei adam. How is a lion bidei adam? Lion bidei adam is because I did point out that it's the kavan is that it's not bidei shemayim. It's something that happens in the natural course of events. I guess when you're you know on the way.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What does it mean? Cold. What is it? Cold and hot.
Sinu
pachim. Right.
Fever and hot and cold, but that's the weather.
Right, so I just thought it meant if you know you go out in 2 degrees.
Oh, we'll get to that. The Gemara is going to flip it around because we say kol b'nei shemayim chutz mitzinu pachim.
Right.
Okay, but that's not yet. That's the next stage. That's the next stage of the Gemara. So he says, the Gemara says, therefore maybe ason there means bnei adam, and if it's bnei adam, then they're both talking about bnei adam, and you don't have no gzeir shava for misa b'nei shemayim. Because we said Ason is a Shemayim, now we're saying Ason may be Dei Adam. So the Gemara says, Atu Yaakov, Aha Izhar, Aha Lo Izhar, Yaakov Akomili Izhar. Yaakov was only worried about one or the other, he was worried about both. The Ason by Yaakov encompasses everything. It encompasses b'day shemayim, and it encompasses b'day adam. And once it encompasses b'day shemayim, so therefore you see, ason means b'day shemayim, ason means b'day adam by the pregnant woman case, and therefore in the case over there, if you kill her, you don't have to pay. Ason b'day shemayim also, if you chayev on ason b'day shemayim, you don't have to pay.
Why is lions called?
That's what I mentioned before. It's because it's not b'day shemayim.
Why not?
Because it's natural thing. Who controls the gunavim?
Exactly.
It's a big hashkafa question over here.
They're assuming that they have lions on the way.
There are lions on the way, so you have to be careful on the way. It's natural.
So it's
a natural event. It's typical.
And it's destined by...
Right, so they talk about it. They talk about it. So the Ganavim get tested by Shemayim. You see also, Rav Chanan points out that any time that anyone gets killed, it's because Hashem ordained it so. Everything thinks with Kobe Shemayim. Okay, so you have to work it out. So Gemara says, wait, now the Gemara asks, but more basic, Gemara asks Menachem's question, Sinim u'pachim, cold and heat, that's b'day Shemayim ninu? That's b'day Shemayim? Vatanya, with favorite bracelet, says the opposite. Hakol b'day Shemayim, anything that happens to a person is b'day Shemayim, it's a gezeirah shemayim, chutz mitzinim u'pachim, except for cold and heat, that sometimes they come because a person is foolish. He doesn't wear a coat. He doesn't take care of himself. So that's not Shenamar. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh shomer nafsho yichak mehem." The tzinim and pachim are on the way, and if shomer nafsho will distance himself from them, then you have the possibility to avoid tzinim and pachim. But Gemara Tosfos asks your question. He goes, "Wait a second. So then, why do you have to be careful? What about hishmartam olos nafsho seichem? What about not walking by a rickety wall?" Okay, so that comes into a very deep hashkafic question, which Menachem will talk about on Sukkos and Shavuos, but I'm not going to talk about it now. But so he said, but fundamentally, tzinim pachim are not b'day shemayim. The Bryce says it's not b'day shemayim. So the Gemara says, so the shu, and even more, aryeh v'ganvei, are the lions and the ganavim, are those b'day adam ninu? Are those only from b'day adam? Those are not the gezeiros hamelech? Rashi says, b'day adam ninu, v'shalom gezeiros hamelech? V'ha'am Rav Yosef, didn't Rav Yosef say, v'chein tani Rav Chia, and then Rav Chia also saying in a b'raisa, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Tosfos asks, what do you mean? This should be 40 years before the beis hamikdash. We're talking about getting rid of the mises beis din. The Sanhedrin left 40 years before the destruction of beis hamikdash. Look at the Tosfos in a second. He says, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, from the moment the beis hamikdash was destroyed, af al pisha batlu Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin disbanded and there is no dinin nefashos, they're no longer the lishkas gazis, they can't judge capital cases, but Abra Mises lo batel. They still had the four Mises basin of Skilus Reva Harry Vichenek. Gemara says, lo batlu. The Abra's Mises basin, not batel. Hapitluhu. Of course they would batel. Once there's no more Sanhedrin, you can't have Mises basin. He says, no. Ella, what does it mean? Ella din Abra Mises lo batel. The Onesh, similar punishments like the Abra Mises basin, still exist. For example, Mishin is Chayiv Skila. Someone who would have been Chayiv Skila. Oh no! From in a gag, go chayer dorsozo. He'll fall from the roof, right? Which is similar to skila because that's what they push him off the. The reason why it's happening is because Hashem was ordaining it so. Hashem doesn't want you to get away with it. So had the lishkas hagazas been around, had the Sanhedrin been here, you would have been chayev misa. So Hashem makes it in a way through natural events that you die. But you see, it's midin shemayim. He says, "Mishnah is chayav skila. Oh no, from the nagag or chayav doros also. He'll either fall from the roof or he'll get eaten by a lion." Right? Rashi says, "No, from the nagag is very similar to skila because after skila you would push the guy, from two stories up, and chayav doros also a lion knocks you down also. Then he'll eat you up. And if your mishnah is chayav sreifa, if you would have been chayav sreifa, but you can't get it because there's no beis din now. So oh no, from bedleika, either you'll fall into a fire, or nachash makrisho, you'll get bit by a snake and the poison burns you up from inside. Mishnah is chayav hariga, someone's supposed to get his head chopped off, right? Oh nimsel malchus, either he'll be delivered over to the kingdom and they'll take care of his head. Oh listen by a love, or he'll get attacked by marauders and they'll take care of you. Oh mishas chayiv chanek, sonos chayiv strangulation. Oh toveya banahar, he'll either drown. Oh mesbis sirunchi, which I think is askara, some sort of throat disease that he'll strangle and suffocate. So you see that these are all b'dei shemayim. So Rashi says, okay, fine, Ella, let's flip it around. Ella eipuch. Aryeh v'ganvi b'dei shemayim. Aryeh and ganvi b'dei shemayim. Etzin l'pachim yidei adam. So all it is, and then just plug it back into the Gemara, and it just flips the other way around. Bottom line is, Abaye learns the source. Abaye learns the source of Rav Nachunya ben Akana by making a zera shava of ason to ason. Okay. So now, Rav is going to learn where his source from Nachunya ben Akana. Rava Amar Taimed of Rechunya ben Akana Mehacha is from here. The Pasuk is talking about someone who gives over his children to Molech. Right? The Avodah Zarah, that they would put the fire between them and they would walk through. Right? Fire walkers. So, the Pasuk says, V'im halem yalimu ama'aretz eseneyem min ha'ishahu b'sisol mizor l'molech. If you raise your eyes and you don't from the person who gives his children to Molech, the pasuk continues, "Levolti hamisoso," and you will not kill him with a mises beizdin. V'samti ani es panai va'ishahu mishpachto v'hichrati oso. Then I mean Hashem will put my face on that person, and I will do kares. So you see that the kares steps in place of the mises beizdin. So it's the same thing. Kares and mises beizdin. If you don't do mises beizdin, I'll give you kares. So Rav was learning that kares and mises beizdin are synonymous with each other. So therefore, Amar Torah kares shali kemisha shalachem. My kares can be the same thing as your misa, which teaches us was my misa shalachem patim netashlumim. Just like your misa, your mises beizdin. If you chay mises beizdin, you patur from payment because of kimlei bidirag minei. Af kares shali. So too, my kares patim netashlumim will also be patur netashlumim because of kimlei bidirag. So the Gemara says, so Ma'ika ben Rava Labai. So they each learn out from the Chunya ben Akana from two different sources. Why? What's the difference? Why would one learn one and not the other? What's the difference? So we pointed out before, Ika benayu zar sha'achal truma labai potter ula Rava chayev. What happens if you have a zar, a non kohen, who eats truma? Rashi says, "B'mezid who be misa b'dei shemayim v'lo b'kares." The punishment for a zar eating truma is what's described as misa b'dei shemayim. It's not described as kares. Rashi says, "Kares is who v'zaro ne'nashim d'ksiv arirum yu." It goes to the next generation, so it's not kares. That's another sugya. What's the difference between kares and misa b'dei shemayim? Bottom line is they're different. So in the case of zar she'achal truma, it's only it's a misa b'dei shemayim. So does Kim, according to Rav Nachunya ben Akana, does misa b'dei shemayim also have the rules of Kim leib d'rav minei? So according to Abaye, yes, because he said ason, any ason, getting eaten by a lion, ganavim, those are misa b'dei shemayim. That's not din of kares. So Kim leib d'rav minei applies there also. But Rav brought it down specifically from the case of Molech. By Molech, it was talking about kares. So Kim leib d'rav minei would only apply in the case of kares. Look at Rashi. Ulabai Pater, the first Ulabai Pater, Mitashlumim, the Nafle Mason Bide Shemayim, the Cholosom Mashma, Bain Bimisa, Bain Bakaris. Any tragedy that takes place. But Rava was specific on Karis. So now the Gemara was asked, wait a second. Fundamentally speaking, how can Rabbi say that your Pater Mitashlumim with a Zar Shachal Truma? One of the requirements for Kimle Drabine is that the same act, the same time, causes you both punishments. But if the Chiyuvim are Chal at different times, then you don't have the concept of Kim Levi Rabine. So the Gemara says, Ulabai Pater is according to Vaiza Pater. Look at Rashi. Ulabai Pater, Bitmia. That's a question. Nihi nami de Misa B'dei Shemayim poteris mitashlumim. Okay, fine. I'll agree to you that Misa B'dei Shemayim would pot you from Tashlumim because you have learned it from Ason, and therefore it's any type of Misa. It's not only Kares. Aval Heichad, but what about this case? Aval Heichad the Achal Truma. The gezela mi miftar. Here, the idea of eating truma, the monetary punishment is because of a gezela. But why would you be punished from paying back? Why would you be punished from paying back? Hakevon de agba hakanya, when he lifts the truma with the kavana to take it, he creates the kinyan. That's when he's chayav for being a ganav. So that's when he's chayav for the tashlumim. Hakevon de agba kanya v'chayav tashlumim at fidel tisareit. Because even if right at that moment, let's say another a bird came and ripped it out of his hands, or fire came and he burned it, he would be chayav to pay back the kohen right now because he stole it. But nevertheless, umichayav benavshelo havi ad achile. He's not chayav misa until he eats it. So it's in two different times. That's not happening simultaneously. So you don't even get into the idea of kim leib d'rabbinei, because kim leib d'rabbinei means that as I light the stack, I'm burning it. So the chayav chilul Shabbos and hezek is at the same time. Right? The guy, when he shoots an arrow and he kills somebody and rips the shirt. So the Gemara makes this assumption over there that the arrow rips the guy's shirt and kills him as it's leaving the Rishus, as it's leaving his Dalai Lama, or as it's leaving Rishus HaYachid. So you have the problem of carrying and the Chilul Shabbos and the destruction at the same time. Of ripping the shirt at the same time. Or a guy shoots an arrow on a weekday to kill somebody. So it rips the shirt and kills him at the same time. Here it's not the same time. So now the Gemara's which come up with three cases where it's going to be at the same time. Ula Abaye Potter. Is it really Potter? Amr of Chizda, Moda, Nechuni Ben Akana. Nechuni Ben Akana is Moda, Begonev Chelbo Shel Chavero, Lachalo Shehu Chayev. If somebody steals the Chelev of his friend, therefore his Gneva, and then eats it late, then eats it, that he's Chayev. Right? That he's Chayev to pay. I mean, I don't know what the chiddush. Only Rechunim ben Akana. Everyone agree that you chayev to pay in that case, but you chayev to pay. You don't have kimei derabimnei because the chiyav of misa and the chiyav of tashlumim are not the oso shah. Why? Gemara says shekvar nischayev begneiva kodesh shaboli de isra chaylev, because he is chayev for the isra of chaylev. He's chayev for the isra of geneva before he's chayev for the isra of chaylev. Alma de meidna da agbe kanya. You see that from the moment he lifts it up. He makes a kinyan, he's kone, and that's when he's chayev tashlumim, and mischayev benafsho lo hava ad ochele. And he's not chayev for his life until he eats the chaylev. So hachanami, in the case of our case as well, the czar who eats the truma, why is he parted from tashlumim according to Abaye? Be'idna da'agbe kanya, the moment he lifts it up, he's kone it, and that's when he's chayev for tashlumim, and mischayev benafsho lo hava ad ochele. He's not chayev, he still ate it. So question number one, Hachav Ma'eskinon, what are we talking about over here? Kigon Shetachav Lo Chaveru L'soch Piv. His friend pushed it down his mouth. Right? So therefore he didn't lift it, and therefore he didn't steal it. Right? So what he has to pay? Delo Agba V'lo Kane. So what is it? So he's not Chayev for Tashlumim then. What is his Chayev Tashlumim? His Chayev Tashlumim is when he swallows it, when he gets the Hana from it.
He chewed it.
So he gets, we'll see, when he gets the Hana from it, when he eats it. Rashi says, Velo agbe velo kanye, velo mechayev tashlum el bivliyoso. When he swallows it, when he gets the hana from the taste, right? Then mechayev dmei hanias meyav. He's chayev the hana for what he ate. Velo dmei kula, not all of it, because he's not chayev for all of it. He's only chayev the hana portion, whatever the value of his hana. Uva hishayta chayev misa nam ika. So therefore, he's getting the hana, which is the chayev tashlumim, and the chayev misa at the same time. The Gemara says, wait a second. Like you said, so kevan delase. The moment he chews it, kanya. That's when he's kone, but mischayev binafsho lo havei de bula. He's not chayev miso until he swallows it. Right? You have this distinction. So Gemara says, "Kigon shetachav lo l'soch beis bula." It was pushed all the way down his throat, and he didn't have to chew it. But somehow he got the hana from got inside. So therefore, the hana, and which is the chiyav tashlumim and the chiyav miso at the same time. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. What's the case? Heichi dami." Ida matzi lahadura, if he can push it back up, get it out, nahadure, right? He should
give
push
it, back.
It, give it back, right? And therefore what? And if he doesn't put, if he doesn't give it back,
so therefore he's chayiv in the tashlum.
He shouldn't be chayiv if he can give it back.
So therefore he should be chayiv on the thing before he swallows it.
Correct.
So
it's not at the same time. But the e lo matzi lahadura, if he can't push it back up, then am I chayiv? Why is he chayiv at all? Why is he's onus? The guy shoved it down.
Shoved it down his throat.
Shoved it down his throat and he ate it. He's chayev misa for eating that there. He didn't do anything.
Right.
So that can't be the case. The Gemara says, Lo Sricha, the case is, De Matzi Lahadure Al Yidei Hadachak. He could, in a difficult way, he could bring it up. Rashi says, Al Yidei Hadachak, De Inami Ahadra, Mimasev Lochaz Lebailim. If he brought it back up, it would be gross. Nobody would want to eat it. So Hilchach Migzal Lo Gazla. He didn't really steal it because he could bring it back up.
Why didn't he bring up the gross part of it? So who cares? The fact is he gave it back.
Because he says it's a muscle. He could give it out of the cock. So therefore, when his friend pushes it down his throat, it's hard to bring it out. Had he brought it back up, even though this friend wouldn't, the other guy, the Kohen wouldn't want it back. But he wouldn't have eaten it. He wouldn't have been chayev gzeila. He could have said harishu chol fanefe. He wouldn't have been chayev gzeila. So therefore, the gzeila is only now when he actually swallows it, and therefore it happens at the same time. So therefore, you have the chiv of kimrei the rav minei, and therefore you're putter because you have the tashlumim and the misa at the same time.
So when is the tashlumim?
The tashlum here, I think, would be when he goes into, when he gets into, when he swallows it, when he gets into his, when he gets the benefit, when he totally swallows it.
Because we're saying
he could theoretically have brought it back up, even though it would have been disgusting. He could have brought it back up, and therefore he's not chayiv for the geneva part, because it was stuck down,
right.
And therefore since he could have brought it back up, he's only chayiv when he eats it. He's not chayiv for being put down because his friend did it,
right.
But he's chayiv when he eats it, and that's what he's chayiv when he eats it, and that's what he's chayiv for the mis at the same time.
Uh-huh.
That's one answer. Second answer, Rav Papa Amar, more simple case. Just talking about where he threw down liquids, right? So liquids are disgusting immediately they put in your mouth. You can't regurgitate it or something, I guess so. So therefore, he's not chayiv because of the gezel. So he's only chayiv for the hanah of eating it, which happens at the same time, but he's chayiv misa. So the chayiv tashlum and chayiv misa at the same time. I was saying also, if you put liquids down the guy's throat, why is he not an onus? How do you get that, mitzias wise, how do you get that back up? Right, that's answer number two. Right, answer number three is Rav Ashi. It's a more fundamental answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Bizar she'achol truma mishalo. It's talking about a zar, it's his own truma. I have truma that I have to give to the Kohen. So I eat it. Wait a second. Who did I steal it from? It's mine right now. I can give it to anybody I want. How does he have truma though? He has truma, the case would be that he is Yoresh from his grandfather, who's a Kohen. His mother's father is a Kohen. He gets the Truma of Yerusha from his grandfather. But he's not as Kohen because his mother married Yisrael. But his grandfather's a Kohen. Right?
But you say he separated the
ring. So that's not his Truma anymore. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Kohen. We're talking about the case of Zarsha Uchel Truma Shalom. What's the case of Truma Shalom? So therefore, and at the same time, the Kara Shirayan Shel Chavero. At the moment that he swallows the Truma and he's Chayav Misa, I'm ripping your shirt. Interesting, right? Rashi says, "V'korish Shirayin b'shasha bola b'shablua." Big problem here, though. And Tosfos points out this big iceberg. Tosfos, does Kimli work that way?
No.
Is it right? Rashi says, "V'afal pi the misa lav mishum amona the nizok asile miftar b'shvilei l'Ravashi misa l'zevshim zepater." Does it have to? According to this, is it going according to Rav Ashi? It's a machlokas whether you have Misa l'zeh, tashlumim l'zeh, does it apply? So here we're saying, he holds that if I have Misa, I'm chayav Misa for one act and tashlumim for another act, but I do the acts at the same time, then it's then I still have the concept of kimid rabinei, which Tosos doesn't like, because Tosos says this is a machlokas. We don't do that. Right? Rashi says, Tosos says, perish on the bottom of on the base, perish akuntras to sfirulei, L'Rav Ashi, the Misa L'Zev, et Hashlum L'Zev Pater. The Polygon the Rava. That's a Machlokas on Rava. The Amr Perakam Sanhedrin. Ploni Ba Al Bas Ploni. The case he brings over there. If you chayav Misa for one, and Tashlum for another, you have to do both. Here you're talking about two distinct acts. Does a Kilei Rava apply to one act? So that's another case of Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas as to whether or not, according to Rashi, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi would hold that if you chayav Misa for one act, and Hashem for another act, but I do them at the same time, Kimli would still apply. That's according to Ravashi. Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow we're going to continue with the Shita Aram Nechunya Ben Akana. Everyone have an easy fast. We learned today's daf, Zeicha Nishmas, Chaim Yisrael Ben Moshe Yosef.